Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Sonny, let me hear your list. Mount Rushmore, sports-related people in connection to Thanksgiving. See if you can knock out the best four, because I've got my own list. So does Evan. Go.
All right, so it took me a while to compile this list. But
it took you a while.
Yeah, we're going to go with a few here that I think just fit Thanksgiving and posted just general food.
Okay, well, that's kind of what we
charged
with.
So first, let's go with someone who's familiar in New York, Brad Wing.
Brad Wing.
Start off, you know, go with something simple, just the wing, wing of the turkey.
All right, okay. All right.
Does that pass for you?
Well, let's hear the whole list. Oh, right,
it's a wing. Of course it passes.
How do people here know who Brad Wing is?
Was that the rule? Everybody has to know who the person is.
That was not the rule.
I'm here for you, pal.
Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm is good.
All right.
Mia Hamm still married to Noma? They still together?
I think so, yeah. All right. Mia Hamm. All right.
Dwayne Bacon.
Dwayne Bacon.
Though, are we really eating bacon on Thanksgiving?
Well, ham, pork. I don't know.
I got two more here.
When is it a bad time to eat bacon?
Never.
By the way, Big Mac, who did Dwayne Bacon play for?
I don't know.
You should know this.
Dwayne Bacon. Nope.
You don't know. Have you ever heard of Dwayne Bacon?
No.
Never?
Really? Basketball player.
You should have asked him what sport does he play.
Vancouver Grizzlies.
If I'm not mistaken, he went to Florida State.
Okay.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
I think he played at Florida State. You can fact check.
Do you remember the Knicks almost signed Dwayne Bacon this year? Do you remember that?
I don't, actually.
That's why I'm surprised he didn't get that, because Dwayne Bacon was, like, close to signing with the Knicks, or they were about to sign him. There was something with Dwayne Bacon. And didn't Dwayne Bacon have a big game against the Knicks last year?
For the Magic? I guess. Oh, sorry.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't think he's in the NBA now. I think he's playing in, like, Monaco or something.
He didn't sign anywhere?
I don't think he did.
Let me look that up now.
Check that. I know he was on the Magic last year.
Well, last year he was with the Magic, and he was with the Hornets before that. I know that. Yeah, and I remember the Knicks were talking to him.
I think he's in the EuroLeague. Anyway, that's just my memory.
Here's one I've been saving. I like this one a lot. Ready?
This is the last one for you.
Mark Eaton.
Mark Eaton.
That's a good
Mark
one.
Eaton. Okay, what's on your list then, Big Shot? Go ahead.
How about Dallas Strawberry?
How about Eli Apple?
How about Tim Legler?
Yeah. Now we're bringing analysts into the discussion.
Former Yankee batting coach, a Met batting coach, Chili Davis.
Chili Davis, yeah.
How about that?
How about former outfielder Jack Cust? Cust a fool?
No, you're out. You've been eliminated, now you're out of the game.
Cust?
How about Chet Lemon?
How about Meadowlark Lemon?
How about, good call.
How about Bob Lemon?
How about Julius
Peppers? You're out, Evan.
What do you mean I'm out?
You got eliminated.
Why did Jack Cust eliminate me?
Why would Cust not eliminate
you? Isn't Cust a food? Like custard? Like,
hey, I'm going to have some food. Cust is not.
How about Mark Grace? Say Grace at Thanksgiving.
No, you're out. Okay. You're out.
That one's lame.
You say Grace.
Like that, that'd be like saying Will Perdue because of the Purdue chicken.
No, it's nothing like that.
Then we'd bring up Mike Tyson for Tyson chicken.
No, you say Grace at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, you say Grace at any meal.
No, any
not say, specific to Thanksgiving.
It's more popular at Thanksgiving, Christmas, the bigger meals. Eat wing. We eat wings six times a week. But yet that counts.
O.J. Simpson.
Drink O.J.
Killer name now.
But
a bunch. That's as bad as the Joe Judge joke today.
So now what if I had responded with Turkey, as in the country?
What?
I feel like that's any of the Turkish sports teams.
What?
And it's Cantor?
That might have fit.
How would that fit?
It doesn't fit.
Turkey.
Felix Pie would have fit.
PA.
Damn it.
It was pronounced PA. I apologize.
Damn it. OJ Mayo?
OJ Mayo.
For the sandwich late at night? No.
Entrelle roll?
Jackson Bayshore. Jack, what's going on, Jack? Oh, hi, Jack. How are you, buddy? No.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving. I put myself on mute so you didn't hear my daughter screaming in the background.
No worries.
Listen, Evan, there's no way that you can possibly ever compare the Mara Giants fan relationship to Mets Wilpon.
I think it's a good comparison right now because John Mara is becoming Jeff Wilpon before our eyes.
Yeah, it's funny. Absolutely it's funny, not. Jack. I mostly agree with you because over the course of time, the relationship between us as Met fans and the Wilpons were toxic. But over the last 5 years, yeah, the relationship's gotten bad.
Here's the deal. Let me ask you a question.
For one reason why. The Giants have tried to fix it by spending money.
No, that's not
never
right.
Did that.
Here's the
ever.
No, you're wrong. The reason that this has gone south, and I'm not going to hang up on you, so hang on one sec. It's not about trying to fix it by spending money. The reason it went south is that the New York Giants have gone down the same well repeatedly when it comes to who they trust to run their franchise. It has always and only been this George Young tree. Even Dave Gettleman goes back to George Young. They have never wavered on that's the only street they play on. That's a problem.
But the Mets and the Wilpons never had that issue. The Mets and the Wilpons issue wasn't the people running the show.
It was a different...
Omar Minaya did a great job.
Jack, I think your point is fair, but it's a different sport also. Like, the NFL is in a world in which you can buy yourself out of troubles, while in baseball, the Mets share a town with the Yankees where you can. And so, the problems that face the Maras are different. There's no doubt, obviously. But over the last 5 years, if you're looking at the last 5 years, the relationship between owner and fan has become toxic. It's become so toxic that when Eli Manning was being honored, he got booed, John Mara.
He's never been booed before.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't go as far as Craig, but over the last 5 years, things have gotten bad. And of course the comparison's not going to be 100% the same. It's a different sport. You can't spend $200 million like we as Met fans wanted the Wilpons to do. That's not the way the NFL operates.
And listen, the reason we compare him to Jeff Wilpon is because we know how you're going to react to that. Because that's where it's going. Jeff Wilpon, for many people, represents the worst of ownership historically in this town. I'm not debating it. Just for many people, that's what Jeff represents. So as soon as you make a comparison to him, it elicits bad reaction. Which is why I asked the question. This Sunday, a Thanksgiving weekend, everyone feeling pretty good. Black Friday, Christmas around the corner, right? Ending this year better than we did last year. And the owner has a decision to make. And that decision is, do I appear in front of, let's be fair, because there's going to be Eagle fans there on Sunday.
A lot of Eagle fans.
Do I appear in front of my fan base with Eagle fans there knowing what I'm going to hear? Or do I hide from them? And I know a lot of people don't like that characterization, but I do think it's accurate. Well, because you know they're in the building, you're honoring one of your legendary players. Who's going to introduce him? Are we trucking Eli Manning back out to do all the dirty work for the owners now? You know, he's back on the payroll. He's an advisor or a consultant to the New York Giants. And I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Eli Manning that's the host of this ceremony, and I respect Eli's going to be there because he loves Strahan and they were teammates, etc. He should be there. If Eli's the guy doing it because the owner's afraid of it, I don't know how you don't lose some respect for the owner.
The guy who should do it is probably Ernie Accorsi.
right?
Isn't he the guy who should do it?
No, it's the owner.
The owner. No one wants to see the owner.
You think people want to see Ernie Accorsi?
Yes, they have fond memories of Ernie Accorsi.
No one's going to sleep tomorrow night going, gosh, I haven't seen Ernie Accorsi in a while.
But there are fond memories of Ernie Accorsi.
So he could be there too?
Look, and here's the point with Jeff Wilpon, John Mara, all the different owners in this town, none of which are popular. Woody Johnson. Like, take all the unpopular owners in this town, right? James Dolan, John Mara, Woody Johnson, and for the sake of this, Jeff Wilpon, who used to be an owner in this town. They're all disliked for very different reasons. The main reason, losing. But the reasons around the losing are all different. Like, no one has ever accused James Dolan of not wanting to spend on the New York Knicks.
To the contrary.
Right?
Right.
Yet, James Dolan is disliked up until recently. I think Knicks fans have kind of laid off him because the Knicks have looked better. James Dolan was hated by Knicks fans. So not every owner is hated for the exact same underlying reason. The big reason is the winning and the lack of success, but the accusation, rightfully so, against Jeff Wilpon and Fred Wilpon, they didn't care about winning, they didn't spend enough. The issues with James Dolan, he's too meddling. He trusts Isaiah Thomas. Whatever. The issues with Woody Johnson, he's tone deaf, he's dumb, whatever you want to come up with. And now the issue with John Mara is he can't hire the right person. That's the issue with John Mara. So not every owner is going to be disliked for the same underlying reasons, but it doesn't take away the fact that you dislike them.
Right?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Someone talked to my ear, too.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the other thing. You made a comment there.
Was it a good comment?
About you know, we dislike our owners or who's a popular owner. I don't think any of them are being viewed positively right today. You know, and I take hockey out of it, I guess, because I think Lionel fans love Ledecky. Fine. But take hockey out of it. Like, what owner today do the fan base of that particular franchise have good things to say about today?
Well, you know what's funny? And I'll take you
it's
to
not
an
Steve
under,
Cohn anymore.
I'll take you to an underlying
right?
thing that's
crying
not.
Crying about Steve Matz?
I'll take you to an underlying thing that's not getting a lot of attention because they're the Nets. There's a lot of Net fans led by myself that are pissed off at Joseph Tsai right now. He's not paying enough in luxury tax. So to your point, I'm not going to go into further details.
That's fine.
But I want to help your point. What are you confused about? You got something to question, Sonny?
You're mad at that owner?
Yeah. Why Spencer Dinwiddie not on this team?
Oh, Jesus.
No, give me a reason.
Because he went out and got you Kyrie Irving.
Excuse me?
He went out and got you Kyrie Irving.
Why is Spencer Dinwiddie not on this team right now?
Oh, no, I don't want to hear this.
He brought it up. Because they didn't want to pay the luxury tax. It's simple. That's the reason.
They haven't done enough for you?
They have the highest payroll in the league.
Hold on. Are Yankee fans not pissed about their payroll? And their payroll's high. So who are you or anyone else to say it's not enough? Or it is enough, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or, hey, no, Big Mouth, you want the Yankees to spend this offseason? Do you?
Of course you
do. Of course I want the Yankees to spend this season. So then who are you guys
to tell us that we should be okay with the fact that a guy walked away for
three
no
the best five players
excuse
in all
me,
of basketball?
Why is Spencer Dinwiddie not on this team? Why did Steve Nash say publicly we wouldn't have been able to re-sign Jared Allen anyway? Right. Why? And by the way, if we do that show from Nets Knicks,
please,
and I'll do it with respect, get Joseph Tsai on the air because I think that fans deserve an answer.
If his answer is,
I'm already spending enough, fine. That could be his answer.
Yeah,
his answer could be, dude, I spend enough in luxury tax.
His answer is going to be, I gave you three of the best five players living. That's not enough for you people?
It's not enough for Yankee fans.
I'm not comparing it to the Yankees.
My point to you is, why are we supposed to put a cap?
I'm not surprised by that, but okay. It furthers my point.
But do you not see my point?
I hear you. I think it's cuckoo for cocoa.
Why is it? Why?
Wait, hold on. I'm not a Net fan, so I won't speak to it.
No, but Yankee fans can relate to me on this. Like, I'm not alone here. There's never a moment where you say the payroll is enough, correct?
Of course, because they're billionaires.
Yes!
Right.
So who are you or anyone else to say, shut up, you should be happy? Would the Nets be better if Dinwiddie was on the team, Craig?
Probably, yeah.
Sonny, would the Nets be better if Dinwiddie was on the team?
Not if Kyrie was here, but that's a
different
story.
Forget that. Would they be better if Dinwiddie was on the team?
Sure.
Then my case is rested.
No. You don't get it that way just because you want it that way.
Why?
We're not disputing that they'd be better. We're questioning how you could possibly be upset with an owner that blessed the financial requirements to acquire three of the best five players on the planet. That's not enough?
Will the Yankee fan be okay if their starting shortstop next year isn't one of the elite level shortstops? Oh, you're shaking your head no. Why? You're not happy enough with Garrett Cole's contract, with Stanton's contract, with the contract Judge is about to get? A $200 and some odd million dollar payroll's not enough for you, Craig?
Listen,
I want you to tell that to Yankee fans. No, but
the Yankees haven't signed anybody yet. We've spent $0.
Okay, and the Nets made decisions based on squarely finances. We are allowed as fans to question that.
I am shocked to hear that Net fans are upset with their owners.
Some are, not all. I don't speak for everybody.
I would hope not. I mean, I think the problem is not the owner. It's the underperforming stars that you got. But that's a
They have the best record in the East, so be careful.
You told
me
they're the worst 13-5 team in the history of basketball.
Things have been, I was joking halfway. And
no. You were joking because you said it. And one of your brothers in crime, Keith McPherson, said, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, Keith did not agree with me.
Because Keith's right. Anyway. You're cuckoo.
I'm not cuckoo.
You're upset with your owner.
I want to ask. Well, hold on
a second.
I'm not talking about him. All I want to know is, on the record, I want the owner to say, hey, the reason we didn't bring this guy back is because I'm sorry. I already pay enough in luxury tax. I'm not paying more.
Plus, he was damaged goods.
Excuse me.
He's damaged goods.
What do you mean damaged goods? He's coming back. He's played well when he's played this year. The Wizards have had a pretty good year this year. And you know the Nets would be better if Dinwiddie was on this roster. And my point
is this. I'm not disputing that.
Yankee fans. They'd
be better if they had Anthony Davis and John Wall. And who else do you want? Who else
Dinwiddie was on their team, and all it took was money to bring him back.
You're Veruca Salt.
Oh, shut up.
Nothing more, nothing less. I want the Gilded Egg, and I want it now, Daddy.
You do the same thing
Daddy,
as Yankee fans.
I want the Gilded Goose, and I want it now, Daddy.
Tell Yankee fans they spent too much. They've done enough. Stop bitching that you didn't get Trevor Story or Carlos Correa.
As soon as you deflect to another team, you lose the argument.
Because they're the relatable team.
You lost the argument.
You know why, Craig? Because no one, quote-unquote, cares about the Nets, and you can't relate to it. So I have to bring in a team that most people can relate to, and that's the New York Yankees.
Deflection.
Nothing's ever enough, and I respect it.
The two situations couldn't be more different.
Luxury tax. Why?
You're talking about the past of two franchises. One of these franchises in pro sports is a recent franchise. The other one is arguably the most historical franchise in history.
I got to win, so go spend whatever it takes.
But how are you comparing the past actions of the Nets and the Yankees? It's like you couldn't pick two worse examples.
Sonny, I'm bringing up the payment in taxes and how it's a money decision and how it's tough as fans to tell a fan, shut up, your owner has spent enough. Brian Cashman actually tried to say that to Yankee fans. He said, hey, I don't know how Yankee fans could complain. Look how much money ownership is investing. Yet, Yankee fans rightfully so say, I want more. Give me more. That's my comparison.
Yankee fans want more, but they don't criticize the Yankees for what they have spent. I'm not criticizing the Nets for what they have spent. You're mad at your owner for not signing Dinwiddie. And by the way,
oh my God.
Full transparency, Dinwiddie is Evan's favorite Net of all time.
Nah. I love Spencer Dinwiddie, of course. I make no bones about it.
Okay. So it's,
they let him go because of money.
It's not a,
Yankee fans wouldn't appreciate that or respect that either. That's why I bring them up. And look, I understand from afar you're saying, come on, your owner spends this amount in tax. You don't think people say that about the Yankees? Hey, your payroll's 240. What are you bitching about? That's where it's the same. And I think Big Mac sitting over there gets what I'm saying. You guys don't. You want to know why? Because you're not true blue Yankee fans. You don't understand it.
Here's why you're wrong. And it's because what happened, we saw it happen in the season. What do the Yankees do with the deadline? They bring in Gallo. They bring in Rizzo. Were Yankee fans complaining that they didn't make enough moves? No. They were cheering on Twitter saying, oh, look at us. Look at this new roster going into the playoffs.
They had to move guys to keep under the luxury tax.
Look at us. We're going into the playoffs.
Well, they also did brilliant deals that didn't cost them any money.
Yeah,
the
point is,
not one Yankee fan on Twitter was telling me that the Yankees didn't do enough last season to bring in players. What happened was they lost.
Right.
And then the complaining starts. As we all agree, winning solves everything.
So I have to wait till the Nets lose for me to complain?
Yes. That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how sports work.
Yeah,
how are you going to complain about a team losing if they win the championship?
I'm complaining that they'd be better if the owner was willing to spend even more. Now, if your answer is he has spent enough, shut up, calm down, I'd like to hear him say that. And he can say that. When we have him on, have him say it to me. Say, Evan, I get it. You're a good fan. You spend a lot of money. You see this bill I spent this year? That's my bar. Just be honest with me then.
Well, he hasn't lied to you yet.
I just want it on the record.
You want it on the record now because
we
for some reason...
We didn't sign Spencer Dinwiddie because this tax is too much. That's as much as I'll spend.
So here's where it's coming. This is like therapy for you. For the last couple months, you have been pissed off about Spencer Dinwiddie not coming back, and it exploded today.
Craig.
Is it because I threw the cake at you?
No. You remember, and you do remember, because I know sometimes you don't listen. Yeah. How much did I want this guy back?
I know. You love
And I said it on the air.
Go to the Knicks.
I said it on the air. If they don't bring him back, it's because of money. That's the only reason. It's because the owner has decided, here's my threshold for spending. Again, you can judge he spent enough. That's fine. That's tough as a fan.
So the Bitcoin was too expensive?
Dude, if Aaron Judge leaves because the Yankees say, look, we're just letting him go. It's money, man. We've already spent a lot on Cole. We gave you Stanton. We're letting him go. I want you to tell Yankee fans that day, get over it. Your owner has spent enough.
That's a good example. If Yankees have the second or top payroll in baseball but still let Aaron Judge go, no one's going to be like, well, look how much they spent. What do you expect?
Thank you.
We're going to be furious Aaron Judge is somewhere.
Thank you. Hold on. It's a terrible comparison.
Why?
Because you're comparing the face of the New York Yankees to, at best, the fourth best player on the Nets. So, I mean, you're talking about the leader, next captain of the New York Yankees, who everything runs around, and they're a far lesser team without him.
It's the same, dude.
It is not.
Of course it is.
Talk to me about Durant, about Harden, about Kyrie, and we could have that conversation.
But the issue is
and
money, though.
Talk about the Nets anyway.
The issue is money. The issue is
the point
money.
Is no. It's just money that's preventing it. Whether it's the main cog of a championship or the one little extra piece that gives you the championship, the difference on why they're not there is the same.
No.
It's money.
He's
wrong.
You don't get it.
It is a major difference if you're talking about money committed to your best player versus money committed to your fifth best player. It's a major difference. If any franchise in this town said, we're not going to spend the money we all recognize it's going to take to bring our best player back versus we're not going to spend the money the market says we have to spend to bring our fifth best player back. Those are apples and oranges.
And what will Yankee
and you
fans
two,
say?
I love you to death, are the two biggest morons
because you
I've
don't,
ever heard in my
Craig,
life.
Because
if you're
not
agree with that.
A real Yankee fan, you're not a Net fan, so you don't
it's
get it.
It's about talent.
He can relate to it. It's only about money. Yankee fans, ask yourself this. Do you want your owner or general manager telling you you didn't bring back a player that would make
player.
Your team, okay,
versus
a guy
your
in the middle
player.
Of your rotation, whatever.
Aaron Judge is a bad example.
Because of money.
Aaron Judge is
and
a bad example.
And that's the point.
Tell me that the Yankees won't bring back
if they're still having a top,
DJ LeMahieu.
If they're still having a top payroll, you're assuming they've signed other players. But the point is, it's a matter of money.
Okay,
they
DJ.
Made a money decision not to bring back a champion.
No, Big Mac, he stepped right into it. DJ LeMahieu. If the Yankees had let
well,
DJ go.
He was their best hitter, so I got to take him off the table.
Here we go. Everybody's
I
the best.
I take him off the table. He was their best hitter.
So DJ's James Harden.
He was the machine.
And Aaron
That's
Judge
right.
is Kevin Durant.
By the way,
and who's Giancarlo, by the way?
I'm going to retweet this. Someone sent a picture of you dressed up like Veruca Salt. I want Spencer Dinwiddie now, Daddy, I want him now, Daddy.
Look, you don't get it because you're not a fan.
I don't get it.
And I understand it's the Nets, so everybody will poo-poo it. But when I try to give you the Yankee
comparison, complaining. No offense. That's why you're going to get smacked one day.
Because they'd be better, dude. Just like the Yankees would be
they'd
better if there was a certain
better.
Guy they didn't bring back.
They're 13-5.
Have I been at the parade yet?
No.
Then shut your
You know why you're not at the parade?
Thanksgiving reference.
Because of injuries. And because your best player's foot's too big.
And you know what protects you from injuries? Having depth. You brought this upon yourself. I wasn't going to bring it up.
By the way, they would have had depth if he didn't get hurt.
I know. Right. My only point to
By
all
way,
of this
they
is...
They didn't lose last year because Joe Tsai didn't spend enough.
I didn't say
they
last
lost
year.
Because they got hurt.
Well, this year they're not as good.
This year they have the best record in
this
basketball.
This year they're not as good because they made a strict money decision on why Dinwiddie's not on this roster.
They're not as good despite being 13-5. Because their second best player
Kyrie.
Isn't playing.
And guess who would have helped out?
He wouldn't be playing if Kyrie played.
Yes, he would. He'd play less minutes, but he'd be playing.
No, you can't.
Look,
the
only point,
lost the argument.
I didn't lose it.
And you lost it to Grimace.
Oh, stop. Look, my only point was actually to try to help you. When you said there's no owner in this town that's completely beloved.
Yes.
And I was just making a point that I have some tough questions to ask Joseph Tsai.
Really?
So book him so we can get him on the record. Yeah.
For Joe
yeah, I want to know why. I want to know on the record why Dinwiddie wasn't brought back.
Why don't you ask him why he didn't fight hard enough for Kyrie to play on the road? That's his decision. Why isn't Kyrie playing road games?
Well, he's allowed to play road games.
Why isn't he?
Because they didn't want to split the team in half, basically.
That's the question I ask.
That'll be brought up, too, but the point is...
Why are you benching your second-best player on the road?
It'll
makes you a better team.
Craig, it'll be great. If we get Sion, that's yours. I'll take the money stuff, and you can take that one.
Yeah, I don't care
okay?
about money.
Now, what time is Cy coming on?
By the way, Zach Wilson has just spoken.
What do you have to
say? He's ready to, quote unquote, play fast and play his game.
Oh, nice. Boy. Which game? The one from college or the one from the first few games of the year?
I don't know. Money? Good. I'm 4 for 4 in my office basketball shots today.
3 for 4.
No. 4 for 4. What did I miss?
I actually picked one of them up and threw him out.
I love that you're here.
3 for 4 with an assist.
Yeah.
I want it now, Daddy. Your call. Someone thinks Big Mac's cranky. Well, he is. It's the time of year. 877-337-6666. Also, I need a traffic update, guys. Can you check your traffic maps for me?
Let me see here. So UBS Arena from here has been updated, and it's actually gotten a little bit better. It's down to $138.
$138. If you're sitting on the Cross Island, is it $138, or does it seem like a lot more?
There's still a significant amount of traffic, but it has looked like it's getting better, and I think I'll tell you why. It's 520. I think a lot of people got out of work by noon or 1 o'clock. Don't you think? I mean,
our office is, well, no one showed up.
Our building was embarrassingly empty.
Yeah, we closed at 1 o'clock, but to be fair, it was only us and the architect here all day anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a guy with some work ethic right there.
Nah, I respect that.
Right? No one else is in the building, although Spike was here today, too.
Was he?
He must be long gone.
Yeah.
I mean, on a good day, he's out of here 3. So, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, he must be out of here.
Do you have any regrets working today?
No.
Good.
You always work the day before Thanksgiving.
Good, that's what I want to hear.
You don't work the day after Thanksgiving.
Sometimes I question how much you want to work, so it's good to hear that answer.
You're talking to the wrong kid on that one. My middle name is Johnny Work Ethic.
Uh-huh.
Yep. In my history, I have a 30-year career. I've missed 3 days.
Yeah, he had to add a few because I filled in for him twice, and he knows I remember.
I've missed 3 days in 30 years.
Architect is still here. It's 5:30.
How do you know he's here?
Because I'm looking at him.
Oh.
He's on the other side of the glass.
There you go. All right.
I got bad news for the architect. I have that exact same sweatshirt, that red sweatshirt.
It's worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Oh, a late arriving piece of paper, Evan, being handed to me right now.
Oh, no. That means breaking news.
This is according to our New York Jets source. Corey Davis was limited in practice with a groin injury.
No big loss. Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this because Corey Davis was one of the big free agent signings from this offseason. Yeah. And he's had his moments this season, but to me, it's all about Elijah Moore. It's about Michael Carter when he was healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Denzel Mims, if he's actually on the field, which he's not.
Yeah, what happened to Denzel Mims?
COVID.
Is it still COVID?
I think that's what it is.
I don't know if it still is or
he
not.
I watched Saleh's press conference today, and he made a joke too, by the way.
Everyone's in a jokey mood. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. It brings out the best in everyone. Joe Judge is telling jokes, and the media is, which is like lapdogging it up, which really is embarrassing.
Guffawing.
Here's the joke. You have the Joe Judge audio before Evan tells us to Saleh. Joe Judge was asked who the offensive coordinator is going to be. It's hard to hear it, so I'll tell you what he says, then you can hear it for yourself. Just play it. Here it is.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just draw names. I'm not sure.
No. Stop it. I don't know. Maybe just pull names. Like, ha, 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 ha.
For who's going to run the offense.
Right? Who's going to run the offense? I don't know. Maybe we'll just pull names. He refuses to say Freddie Kitchens. So the lapdogs that are covering the Giants, apparently, thought that was like the most hilarious thing they had ever heard. Listen to this unadulterated laugh track from the Giant beat reporters. Go.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just draw names. I'm not sure.
No.
I don't know.
So it's been such a dichotomy in emotions here in New York. You've got Joe Judge making beat reporters laugh. You've got the first thing we all woke up to today, which was Steve Cohen.
No!
Crying his eyes out because Steven Matz's agent shoved a shiv in his back and got his client a better deal from the St. Louis Cardinals. I thought we had an agreement. Woo! And now you got Rangers and Islanders fans all pissed off sitting in traffic on the Cross Island. You got Giant fans wondering if the owner's going to hide from them. You got Jet fans sick and tired of, you know, the crap that we deal with. It's on and on and on. The only team that's escaped everyone's wrath this week are the New York Yankees.
Because they haven't done anything.
And they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to, though.
Are they, though?
It's coming soon. Because
there's been numerous reports that have come out over the last week that Joel Sherman, I think, was the one who had the latest that, maybe they don't want to spend on a shortstop.
Yeah, but that's not coming from anywhere. Like, Brian Cashman's not saying we're going to, we're not, we are, we're not.
Hold on. I want you on the record now.
What are we doing?
I want you on the record.
Mm-hmm.
If the New York Yankees end up with a stopgap at shortstop, let's say it's Freddie Galvis, let's say it's Andrelton Simmons, whomever it is.
Whomever.
It's not a star.
Yeah.
What will your reaction be?
Oh, I will be upset.
You will be?
I will be livid.
But you guys spent on Garrett Cole and Giancarlo Stanton, and you're a big market team. How could you just bought DJ LeMahieu back a year ago?
Yeah.
How could you complain about that?
Don't forget, we got LeMahieu. Pennies on the dollar.
No, I know.
Remember that. Here is, I don't know, Williams in Manhattan. William, how are you?
Great, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great.
Craig, thank you for your show on Saturdays, man. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And I heard you guys talking yesterday about Russell Wilson to the Giants, and I think the Jets ought to make a run at a Russell Wilson. I don't believe Zach Wilson is anywhere near the real deal. The guy's jumps up in the air when he throws the ball.
Let me keep this real with you, because I know his name's going to come up a lot. There is no way on God's green earth that Russell Wilson agrees to come to the New York Jets.
Why any more the Giants than the Jets?
Yeah, why, Craig?
Just to be consistent, I said yesterday, and I reiterate, he ain't going to them either.
He wants to elevate the Russell Wilson brand.
I think playing in New York, it's overstated.
I disagree. I guess, William, the question would be this. I think Russell Wilson's going to want out of Seattle. I don't think he'd say no to the Jets. I don't think he'd say no to the Giants. I think it comes down to this. As a Jet fan.
They got their own draft pick to trade back to him.
I totally agree. And they've got the draft capital to do it. Are you really willing after 1 year of Zach Wilson, and we're not even through a full year, completely giving up on him to go after a 33-year-old quarterback?
Guys, Yeah, and I would say yeah, because okay. he reminds me more of Johnny Manziel, who did well in college, running around, throwing like sandlot football.
Right.
Didn't translate well. And Zach Wilson, I don't know if there's like Patrick Mahomes-itis, right, with some quarterbacks now to think that they can play like Patrick Mahomes does, and that's what's making them successful.
He's a young, aggressive kid. He's going to be fine. But here's where I, just to finish the thought on it, there was a day where Evan and I would agree with you about the ability to monetize your fame as a ball, as an active ball player by playing in New York. Those days are long gone. Russell Wilson, you tell me when you want me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, Bose, Mercedes-Benz, Microsoft, Nike, United Way, Alaska Airlines, Braun, Luvo. I could go on and on and on. He's not getting more endorsements because he's the Jet or Giant quarterback.
Craig, the feeling about Russell Wilson is that it's about himself and it's about control. So even if you don't want to buy the whole he wants to raise kind of his own profile and New York doesn't do that as much anymore, he doesn't need it, do you think, here's the ultimate question, that when Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle, which I think you'd agree is inevitable, like
see,
that's probably
ahead of there. Like it. Yeah, okay. I buy that.
Do you think he's going to look at where can I go to win a championship, or do you think he's going to look at other factors?
No, I think it's going to be where can I go to win.
See, I don't buy that.
Because
I think
he's not going to make any more money here.
It's not about that. It's about control.
And what's it about? Control. What's he going to control?
Being heavily involved in his own offense, not having a head coach say we want to pound the football. Like, I think it's about him.
No.
You brought something up yesterday that was actually really smart. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised
you're forgetting about it now.
Oh.
And that is, you go to Russell Wilson, if you're the New York Giants, you know, back channel-wise, and say, hey, you'll have an influence on who the OC is, who the head coach is, and how the offense is run. That matters to Russell Wilson.
There's two different sides to it. Now, if I'm the Giants and I want him, I'm not saying I don't have that conversation. I do. And I'm not opposed to having a guy of that talent level who will immediately change the fortunes of a franchise be involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically I'm against it conceptually, but to go get a guy if I have to do it to get a guy,
right.
I'm willing to have that conversation. Well, I'd be stupid not to. My point is, if I'm Russell Wilson, it's not just that where I want to have some voice in the room. I think when you're about to sign your last deal or have your last couple years of a career, I maybe I'm being naive in saying this, Tom Brady didn't go to Tampa because of the weather. He went there because they were a good
Russell
team.
Russell Wilson is not Tom Brady. He's not.
He's won a Super Bowl.
And Russell Wilson is also going to need to ask for a trade. And when you're asking for a trade, you don't have the same leverage as I can go wherever I want the way Peyton Manning did or Tom Brady did.
That's true.
And Russell Wilson, if he wants out, is going to just want out. And I think that a team like the Jets or Giants would have a chance at him. Now, it leads to this discussion, which we haven't even had yet.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
As a Jet fan,
yes,
I don't.
And I understand
Giant
that.
Giant fans might feel differently because you have more talent. I don't know. Yeah,
well, you know what? I was thinking the same thing. I know it's weird to think as the Giants haven't had success. I think the Giants are closer. Like, the Jets are an insanely young team. They'd have to give up young assets to go get him. Like, you go clean out the coffers and trade for Russell Wilson, and you look at the rest of your roster and say, okay, now what? I believe as bad as the Giant offensive line is, and it's been bad, you put Russell Wilson in this offense with these weapons,
they're a playoff team.
They're going to click.
Yep.
They're going to be good.
I think they'd be, listen, they should be a playoff team now, and they're not. So there's enough talent there that the Giants should be a postseason team. You know, the reality is that they've been miscoached and obviously have had some, you know, brain farts on the field. But, yeah, I think if Russell Wilson's here, they're a playoff team. Real quick, Data Beer's in Queens. Data Beer, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Craig, hi.
How you doing there, kid? Yeah.
Yeah, good, big guy. I just want to commend you on your weight loss, attempt.
Yeah.
And I was a Connecticut State champ wrestler, and I had to lose 15 pounds a week.
Me too, yep.
To make weight.
Okay.
And then once you make it, you're free to eat, you know?
Yeah. Even, you know. I love the sounds of that. I got to lose 5 tonight. What's your recommendation?
Okay, it's easy, but you got to be strict.
Go.
You got to have no liquid. And you got to go out and exercise with the bags on.
I got you.
I say 3 to 5 miles, and just push yourself. And you'll lose 2 pounds at night. Let's say tonight you're 3 pounds over, 2 pounds over. Tonight, you'll be 2 pounds less tomorrow.
So I lose 2 pounds in my sleep. I agree. I'm good with that.
You lose 2 pounds in your sleep.
So I got to lose 3 pounds before I go to bed tonight, and I still have dinner coming my way. So how am I doing that?
Well, the thing is, what's your deadline? What's your weigh-in?
There is no deadline. It's just at any point tomorrow.
Okay, that's great. That's great. You can do it easily.
11:55 p.m.
All right, so I got to do obviously before we sit down for Thanksgiving meal, of course. Put on the trash bags, put on the sweats, run for a couple of miles.
Yeah, 3 miles. Push yourself. Don't make it easy. Push yourself.
I mean, you know what I'm going to do tonight before I go to bed? I'm going to kiss everyone goodnight, and I'm going to go for a run tonight.
Yeah, good boy. And you'll do it.
Good boy.
It's not that hard. You're right.
5 pounds in 8 hours.
Sonny, what are the odds that your father does that?
Which part of it? The running or the losing?
Any of it!
I would say the intention is there. The heart is there.
The intention is there.
I will say that there will be some effort tonight to have a last-minute removal of the weight, but...
He's not doing any of that. That's the point.
I'm going to Topgolf tonight for dinner. Play a little golf. a little Topgolf.
Mm-hmm. Woody Johnson just tweeted something, and you specifically are going to hate it.
Is that right?
You want me to tell you what it is?
No, I'm going to look. I want to see for myself.
All right.
I hate all his tweets.
I know something that something Craig really hates.
Yeah.
He mocks it all the time. And Woody Johnson is kind of enabling it, if that makes any sense.
You talking about the vote one?
Yes.
Woody Johnson. Again, we're talking about adults. We're not talking about children.
What did Woody Johnson tweet, Craig?
Woody Johnson tweeted, "Vote for Elijah Moore for Rookie of the Week. Link in my bio."
And in his bio, you click on it.
NFL.com/voting/rookies.
If you click on it, you could vote for the Rookie of the Week. You could vote for Mac Jones. You could vote for Elijah, Jalen Waddle.
Elijah's going to win it. And who cares? Like, these are, you want to be treated like, quote unquote, a grown-ass man, which is how NFL players want to be treated and should be. Let's stop giving them, you know, the High C Player of the Week award. It's stupid.
By the way, I voted, and I get results. He's not winning. He's in second place. It's a very close race, but he's actually in second place.
To whom?
Oh, you care now?
No, I don't.
Okay, like, we'll tell you then.
Like, hey, good news. Guess what? Here's a pat on the back. The millions we pay you is apparently not enough. Let's and there's so many of these. Best right tackle from Nebraska of the week award. Right?
What would you say if there was a talk show host of the week award?
I would have won it so many times already. And it would be nonsensical.
And you would put that trophy on your mantelpiece.
By the way, with all the awards I have won, do you see a single award in my office?
No.
No. Is there an award behind me that I'm proud of?
Are they in your home?
Oh, I have won. Son, hand me that trophy in front of you. I have one trophy in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I see it. The longest drive trophy.
Which is a conversation I actually had with my kids yesterday. 2014 Wingfoot Country Club, East Course, longest drive of the tournament.
Nice.
That's the trophy that means something.
Longest drive. That's what people are doing all day today to get to UBS Arena.
That's right. And that's it with a lot of big hitters and former pro athletes.
Good for you.
Jim Nance was in that tournament. Boomer Esiason was in that tournament.
Why do you as a grown-up need an award for the longest drive?
What are
you,
children? Because I suck at golf. Now, the true story behind this trophy. There was a company that was a sponsor of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation golf tournament. Great, great event. And they had this great technology, Evan, where you'd go up there and they could track the flight of your ball and the distance of your ball. So on this one particular hole, you had the benefit. You were allowed to have two drives if you wanted. You could take just a grip it and rip it. How far can you hit it? And then you could also hit the ball the way you wanted to. But for the sake of, penis size, everyone goes up there to grip it and rip it, right?
Right.
So I get up there, Evan, and I'm going full on. Who am I going? Come on.
Bryson DeChambeau.
No.
Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh! Yeah. Well, Bryson DeChambeau is the biggest driver in golf.
So I go up there.
No.
Gotcha. Right? Ping. The ball goes. There's also a hill way left of the fairway. My ball hooks, slices, whatever, down the hill. But because of this technology, it registers the distance of the drive.
So you got the hill bump?
Now, most long drive competitions, and I've played in a million of them, the ball has to be in the fairway to count. Part of the deal. Accuracy, right? In this particular 2014 CF Foundation longest drive contest, it didn't matter where your ball went. My ball went to Larchmont. Okay? Right down the hill. A 347-yard drive that was unretrievable.
So don't you feel tainted with this award?
No, you know why? Because at the awards ceremony at the dinner that night, Boomer had it presented to me.
Oh, he must have hated that.
And he was not happy about it. Much like he's not happy right now, sitting in traffic, wondering why he agreed on the night before Thanksgiving to sit in 3 hours of traffic on the LIE to the Cross Island to watch the New York Rangers play the Islanders at the UBS Arena. Like all the other Tom, Dick, and Arnold sitting there going, I knew better. And by the way, the drive home is going to be worse.
Yeah, and by the way, the New York Islanders, according to reports, have requested that tonight's game be postponed, as well as some of their upcoming games.
Are you kidding me? So it's 5:45.
No, it's not postponed. I want to make it clear. The game is happening.
Are you sure?
The Islanders have requested that these games be postponed because of COVID.
Is there a chance they will postpone tonight's game?
In my opinion, no.
I want it to be postponed so bad.
And by the way, it probably should, considering the COVID test.
By the way, could you imagine people sitting in traffic, go to the game, because, you know, their kids are in town, right, or it's a special moment, whatever it is, and you're finally at the mouth of the arena, or you can see the arena on the horizon.
Dude.
And then you find out the game has been postponed because of COVID.
Here's the problem. Lou Lamoriello spoke to the media in the last hour, and he said that right now there were more pregame tests. That so far no one's tested negative, but test results can come in an hour or so. If they come back, Craig, and they're a positive test,
they could postpone
the game. Could be postponed.
Oh, I pray for postponement.
Why are you doing that?
Because that would be so much fun to talk
Islander
about.
Islander fans want it because they're probably going to lose because they're a mess right now. You want hysteria.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I want pissed off people.
You want Boomer pissed off.
Yeah.
You want Islander fans will be happy. Ranger fans pissed off. That's who will be pissed off, Ranger fans.
Can you imagine?
Islander fans, even if they're in traffic, are like, just cancel the damn game.
Yeah, but you spent all this time in traffic already. Now you're going to, by the way, try getting off the Cross Island and going in the other direction. Good luck with that. That would have to be one of the biggest cluster ducks of the year in New York sports.
Yeah, but it's because of COVID tests, though. What are you going
to
do?
I don't care what the reason is.
Right.
I'm trying to think of, like, what would be the Mount Rushmore of total F-ups in New York sports this year?
Hmm.
I don't know. I got to think about that one.
Hold on. Cluster F's like, this year.
Yeah.
Like, so we're just looking like about this show. Year.
Yeah.
What have the Giants done that's been a cluster F this year? Want to go with the Jason Garrett stuff? I mean, that's kind of recent.
Not really. That's more, you know, I get all that. Like, that's part of business.
Yeah, the Met, maybe one of the Met rainouts.
Yes.
That they screwed up.
Yes.
When the Yankees rained it out and the Mets tried to play or something like that.
One of the many Met
rainouts.
Because
the Mets had like 50 rainouts.
That's a great one.
Well, Lukey gave it to me. I want to give him credit.
All right. He gets credit.
Good call, Luke.
Met rainout for sure. And you could put all the Met rainouts under one umbrella.
Yeah, Met rainouts.
Okay. There you go. And this. This would trumpet, though.
This would be rough.
This would be worse.
Because they also could have postponed. And this is the NHL, by the way. I want to make this clear.
Thanksgiving.
This is the NHL. This is not the Islanders. The Islanders want the games to be postponed.
Yeah.
The Rangers probably don't care. The Rangers are probably like, we got a wounded opponent. Let's go kick their butts.
By the way, I wonder if the Rangers are going to get there on time.
I mean, they leave pretty early.
What? The Rangers don't travel as a team to the game against the Islanders,
do they? Because it's a road game. Don't they, as a road game, like, kind of treat it
local,
like a road
you
game?
You think the Ranger players that obviously all live in the area have to first go to, like, the Garden or out to Westchester, get on a team bus and go?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Do you think they get a police escort?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Yankees and Mets got one when they had the two-stadium doubleheader years ago. Why wouldn't the Rangers get one?
I thought they traveled on the subway. Was that the famous subway trip?
No, they took the... I followed the team bus because I was driving from one stadium to the other, and I remember seeing it trying to, like, follow the police escort. Didn't work out well for
me. So as of right now, the game is on, but the Islanders have asked for the game to be postponed.
Yeah, there's a report from a guy who covers the NHL for SiriusXM NHL and the NHL Network named Dave Pagnotta, who says, according to sources, the Islanders have requested that tonight's game and upcoming games be postponed so they can get through this. have heard there's also been some concern from upcoming opponents. Still, as of earlier today, the NHL told them game on.
Yeah, this is literally just happened.
Yeah.
Although, but here's what's interesting. The New York Islanders 13 minutes ago put out a tweet, ready for puck drop.
They're going to play.
So, hold on a second.
They're going to play.
If the Islanders put out a tweet that says, ready for puck drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could they have done that and asked for a postponement at the same time?
Because the NHL hasn't said yes to them, so they have to play the game. Like, over the last few days, this is not a today thing, the Islanders have seen the positive tests. They also have injuries, which I know shouldn't be a factor in this. It's really just the COVID stuff. And they've said, hey, you locked it down for Ottawa a week ago. What about us? What about us? Like, why not?
Is Howie Rose still the voice of the Islanders?
Are you serious? He retired years ago.
He did?
Yes.
Yes.
The hell is that about?
What do you mean, what the hell is that about?
He doesn't do Islander games anymore?
No, he stopped doing Islander games about 5 years ago.
Have you ever heard of a fellow named Brendan Burke?
Lazy.
Have you?
Brendan Burke?
Brendan Burke.
Yeah, he was played for the Devils. I think he was the president of the NHL for a while.
Are you serious?
Brendan Burke?
That was Faye Vincent.
Oh. You're funny. Brendan Burke, he's the play-by-play guy?
Oh, my goodness. Yes!
Was he a player or no?
No! He's on MSG. He's also on NBC Sports. And he used to be NBC Sports.
I never heard of him.
And he replaced Howie Rose. Howie hasn't done TV in years. What has it been? 4 years? 5 years?
It's got to be.
Really?
And by the way, he's thrilled about it.
Is he?
Well, he gets to play golf in Florida all the time.
He lives in Florida?
Like, yeah, Brendan Burke even won an Emmy this year, too, by the way, for play-by-play work.
Well, for the cross.
Let's give him the Yoo-Hoo Player of the Week award while we're at it.
Come on.
What are we doing? Brendan Burke, so he's the Islanders guy?
Yeah. Hello?
I never heard of him.
Howie Rose?
I thought Howie Rose was out for the Islanders.
He retired years ago.
It's news to me. News to me. I just told Tommy, get Howie Rose on.
Did you?
He said, why?
Hey, can you get Greg won't get this. Can you get Jiggs McDonald on the phone for us?
Jiggs McDonald. Jiggs McDonald's my guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Me and Jiggs used to drink together.
Stop.
Yes. Jiggs is my main man. He's not there anymore, though.
No.
He must have left years. He must have left years ago. He's so old.
You think so?
Yeah. By the way, first.
You got the joke then. I'm proud of you.
You know what's funny? Here's what's funny about tonight.
What?
If the Rangers should beat the Islanders tonight.
Which they probably will.
And they are the better team, and the Islanders are clearly shorthanded with this COVID and plus the other injuries, right?
Yeah.
That 50 years from now,
mm-hmm.
whoever's doing afternoons at WFAN is going to do a trivia question giveaway. And they're going to say, what was the first New York team to win a hockey game at the UBS Arena?
Oh, God, you son of a... Oh.
And the answer is going to be the New York Rangers.
Dude, you know what's so sick? I didn't even think about that.
How about that?
I didn't even think about the fact they lost Saturday, they lost Sunday, they're 0-2, they're risking the Rangers.
Yep.
Oh,
the Rangers will be the first New York team to win a game at UBS. You want to cancel the game now?
Cancel the game.
By the
way, can you get Bevin? You have Bevin's number.
Of course.
Get him on the phone now. Let's get this done.
SNY, thank you, Grubhub. You
Goodbye.
Guys have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Get Bevin on the horn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.